Hello and welcome to the Entertainment Earth Podcast. I'm your host, Adam Paulus, back from assignment. It's October 14th, 2016, and what a week it's been. This week at the box office, new movies include The Accountant, Kevin Hart, What Now?, Max Steel, Godzilla Resurgence, or Shin Godzilla, and others in limited release. You may also enjoy to know last week at the box office, your number one movie was The Girl on the Train, $24.5 million. Miss Peregrine's Home for Peculiar Children was number 2, $15 million. Deepwater Horizon was number 3 with $11.5 million. The Magnificent Seven was number 4 with $9 million. And Storks rounded out the top 5 with $8.2 million. In the news, Max Steel is out this weekend based on a Mattel toy line that, for whatever reason, does not interest American audiences one bit. It's a huge powerhouse in South America and elsewhere overseas. It's rare you have a toy movie, especially an American one, that gets released without any real sign of a toy in the stores, but here we are. Maybe there's some Hot Wheels cars around. I was just checking to see if Rotten Tomatoes had any reviews yet of Max Steel, and no. There's a couple of audience reviews, but there's no critic reviews up yet. So I'm guessing I know what that means. Next week, Ouija Origin of Evil will be in theaters from Hasbro's studios. The first one did great business. People didn't like it, but a lot of people paid to see it. So somebody liked it. Okay, critics didn't like it. I didn't see it. I don't know how it did. As far as a quality piece of entertainment goes, they made a sequel. Clearly the market has spoken. A new Rogue One, a Star Wars story trailer, went live this week. Did you see it? It was cool. I've watched it twice so far because I'm trying not to be crazy. And I also assume that half the movies I see between now and the end of the year will show it to me again. And after the first couple, which I enjoyed, you only really want to see the same lines repeated at you twice, three times, and then you're just sitting there going like, do I have to watch this again? We are being told Fantastic Beasts and Where to Find Them will be 5 movies, assuming all goes according to plan. That's for the Harry Potter spinoff that the Harry Potter fans know about, but anyone a little bit older than the average Harry Potter fan has no idea is happening. On sale at Entertainment Earth. It's time for a Funko sale. We don't have many of these, but when we have them, they're popular. Buy one, get one 40% off on select items spanning numerous genres, including Star Wars and, yes, the election. Do you want Trump or Clinton figures? Because we got them. Check them out. We have Garbage Pail Kids and we have Pop Vinyl. We also have scores of reaction figures, Hikari Vinyl, Pop Vinyl, Wacky Wobblers, and so much more from Funko. If you have not taken a look at them lately, I recommend you do so just to see what they're doing. They're doing a Q-Bert. Won't be out till next year, so maybe you don't want to buy that one and get one 40% off. But you should still check it out just because if you haven't bought a Q-Bert figure since the 1980s Kenner line, which is like me, I have some of those, maybe you want to see this. In toy news, new Rogue One figures announced at New York Comic Con include 3¾-inch Jyn Erso in her Imperial Ground Crew outfit, Bodhi Rook, and Admiral Raddus, a Mon Calamari, which I guess means they're all admirals, and I'm racist for assuming otherwise, or assuming that they are at this point. I don't know, but there's a new one, and I want it as a figure. I love those guys. Those things are great. Bigger Black Series 6-inch figures will include Darth Vader, Krennic, a Scarif Stormtrooper, Baze Malbus, and Shirat Imwe, in addition to the ones you saw at Toy Fair, which include C-3PO and Princess Leia and a bunch of others. So it's a good year to be buying this stuff. It is for me. I hope it is for you, too. I have them all over my office. Titans Return Transformers had some new additions as well, including Shuffler, a legendarily rare Headmasters Japanese release of a little elephant that turns into a little robot head. Brawn will be made as a legend scale toy in addition to the Titan Master that you've already bought. Perceptor will be a new deluxe toy, and it turns into a microscope, and I hope it holds together better than the last one, which was, it looked good, but it wasn't fun to transform in the long run. Broadside's coming, as is Sky Shadow. We also saw an Optimus Prime prop replica helmet voice changer thing for Transformers' next movie. So if you've been buying the helmets from Hasbro for Kylo Ren, Iron Man, and a Stormtrooper, it's kind of like that. New Hikari from Funko this week include the Batman Shimmer Joker Hikari Sofubi vinyl figure. We also have recently received, and have in stock as of my recording this, Star Wars Rogue One 3¼-inch action figure 2-packs, Wave 2. That includes the 3 sets from Wave 1, which if you haven't bought yet, you should. And just a fun bit of trivia, I didn't even know this until yesterday. The 2-packs for this movie are being made in Vietnam. Most Star Wars action figures have been made in China or Hong Kong over the years. So this is a first, and the end results are great. They have, for those knowable to the lingo, instead of skirts, they have a T-crotch piece. They hold their weapons just fine, and despite having some of the biggest weapons I've ever seen for a 3¼-inch Star Wars action figure, they seem to stand just fine. The center of gravity seems to work. I can't believe it, frankly. Morph has these giant guns and huge feet. The Dark Trooper has these shoulder-mounted cannons, and he does okay. And Poe Dameron stands just fine with his under-the-shoulder, or I guess armpit guns, what do you want to call them? It's big. It's bigger than he is. It's a lot of plastic for the money. Wave 2 adds Darth Maul with the Seventh Sister Inquisitor, and also Baze Malbus with a Stormtrooper officer. I'd recommend picking up the Wave 2 case, not only because we have it in stock, you can get all 5 of the 2-packs so far in one fell swoop. There'll be more, and what else did I want to say about that? Oh, I've been going out and about because I do that. The hot thing right now is the Maul Seven Sister pack. That one is selling out way faster than the Baze Malbus set, which I actually was kind of surprised by. But it also shows that I don't know anything, which you knew because you listened to this show. But they're good figures. They're really well engineered. They stand up. They hold their guns. And man, Morph is cool. And man, that Scarif Stormtrooper is great. So those are here. We also are taking pre-orders. Our first shipment's already come and gone, but the basic 3¼-inch Rogue One Wave 2 action figures are here as well. That includes Rey in a new semi-masked head, but the figure itself is similar to the previous ones, and a rocket-firing projectile. Rebels Princess Leia, the Stormtroopers are in there again. A really cool, I guess pronounced Yadu or Idu, Captain Cassian Andor, which is on my desk, and it's really nice. 3¼-inch Darth Vader, which, of course, you want. And Director Krennic is also included at one per case. If you've been one to buy cases in the past, you might want to pick up this one, because it's a pretty good mix. You'll get your Krennic, you'll get your Vader, you'll get a Stormtrooper, and I'm probably forgetting a couple, because I am very tired, and my shoulder hurts, and my neck hurts, because I'm old, and I don't know what happened to me. I was sitting here yesterday, and it just starts hurting. That's what you get for not dying at 20. Anyway, we also, yeah, that's it really. So come back next time for more who knows what. It's been an interesting few months. I'm excited for Rogue One. I'm excited for Transformers. I'm really curious to see how Doctor Strange turns out. I was just reading that it's tracking above Ant-Man, and Ant-Man turned out great. I really had a good time with that movie. And I will see you guys next time on the Entertainment Earth podcast. Follow us on Twitter at EntEarth. Check us out at entertainmentearth.com and sign up for our newsletters. We'll let you know about new toys and products as soon as we can. See you next time.